Monday night, or Ladalid under Aleph. In Shabbos, we know there's a malacha called Zorah, where you throw something, you throw the tool up to the wind, and it winnows out. So the pashtus of the malacha is that it winnows out the psoles, and it's also a way of removing the psoles from the ochel, or the psoles from what you want. But there's a Yerushalmi, that the Ramah brings the Yerushalmi, that any time you throw something into the wind, and the wind disperses it, like you throw water, in the case of the Yerushalmi, you spit into the wind, but if you throw water into the wind, or even, let's say it's a Shabbos Erev Pesach, and you crumble, you know, let's say you have crumbs, and you throw them to the wind, and the wind sort of disperses it, so there is a Yerushalmi that Lechora says that that's Asur also, that that's Nichlal in the Malach of Zorah, even though it's not a Borer process going on, but the wind takes control of what you've thrown into the wind and it disperses it. So from the Ramah, it's Mashmah to be Machmir, the Bir Halacha there goes through different cases. He suggests maybe it's only by Gedulei Karka that you would be Machmir like the Yerushalmi, which would take away all the issues. They talk about putting water in a cold water vaporizer, but then they say anyway that's not the ruach that's dispersing it really, that's the pressure, you know, the machine that's dispersing it throughout the room, not really the wind. And the same with an aerosol spray, it's not the wind that's dispersing it, it's the pressure in the nozzle. And anyway, the Bir Halacha sounds like he's okay with being machmer like Yerushalmi only by Gedulei Karka, which would be obviously the crumbs that I just said on Erev Pesach. If it would be Shabbos Erev Pesach and you throw the crumbs into the wind and the wind would disperse it, that would l'chayr be a case of being machmer like Yerushalmi. Okay. We're in Chayvus Halvavus Sharavus Hashem, and we're in the sixth perek, and he's talking about different manifestations of Avos Hashem in a person's behavior. And the last one he said was that he is madrich other people. He teaches other people. He gives musar, he's mochiach. He does it the right way. The Chavis Alvavah speaks out. When it calls for nachas, he speaks for nachas. When it calls for tokef, he talks for tokef, depending on whom he's talking to, and the zman, and the makom, and the bnei yodom. But he thinks and he is concerned with being madrich people the right way. V'roi l'cha ochi l'das, Chavis goes on to say, Kimailus, and he says a very tremendous yesod. Even if you never listen to me, you should listen to this. This is the most important thing in your life that you're going to hear. Well, one of the most important things. Because how did he get up to it? I want to explain the segue. He talks about it. Oy Hashem will care about other people doing the right thing too. Not so much because of the mitzvah stochacho, which has been Adam Machavero really also, but the Chavis Halvavos presents it as a manifestation of Avos Hashem. So you're being madrich people to do the right thing. He then says, V'roi l'cha ochi l'das, you should know, ki mailos ha-maimen, a person that's an individual, that's a good person, even if he's so good, he's mamish reaches korov l'neviim, but kosher midoseim, but tuvah lichoseim, v'ishtadlusam, v'mishmas Hashem yisale, v'toar libam lefonov. Like that person, eino, will not reach the maila. This is the most important thing you're going to hear in your life. A person who's as close to perfection as you can imagine, like a Navi, Kemak, like a Navi, he says, is not as good as someone that has an influence on others and makes, and is Mezakeh the Rabbin, teaches the Rabbin. Mishehichshir b'nei yodam, behincha, es anshe horesha, people that are not doing things correctly, el mishmas Hashem yisroman v'yisadir. And Chavis Halvavos says it's partially a mathematical cheshbon, because how much good could one person do? But when you mezakeh a rabbin, then all your schusim increase exponentially. what he does, and what his children do, and what his family does, and what he's madrich others, and everything is in your schus. So it's called exponentially. So you can't. It won't take long till he catches up to the people who are close to perfection. It doesn't take long. He makes a mathematical cheshbon, which I'm not so good at math, so it'll take me too long to say it. So we'll stop now. But he says, this is what he says here. He says it also in Shar Avodas Elokim. But there he says it even stronger. We'll stop here. We'll say it. But anyway, that's what he says. To be mezakes or rabim is worth on the scale of schuyos he's talking about. Because he's talking about being mezakes rabim because of Avos Hashem. But then he says as a soicher, because talking purely as a soicher, if you do the math, it's kedai to be mezakes or rabim, and that person will have more schuyos even than a person who on his own, individually, as a singular person, reaches close to perfection.